Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com. If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Ken Barkley and Chris Ranji. This song's pretty good, actually. Ranji's in for Costos today. We did learn what the hustle is. I think it is the finger point thing, right?
Is it really? Or is it, it's like, well, is it like the one where you go like down into your pocket and then up over the shoulder? Is it that one? Or?
Well, maybe I'm wrong. I think so.
I thought the rule was that I handle college football and you handle disco dance techniques. I thought that was our break.
Nobody told me I was on the clock for that.
Okay. What about baseball winners? You got anything for there? What about I know we have some NBA news, which we can do if you want to do it before, read, or after. It doesn't really matter to me, but because our producers were joking in the chat real quick that like Woj has to have like all the tweets pre-written and they're all just gonna like at 2 o'clock today, and I can tell a Woj story after we have read on it, everything about just like being in the conference room with him for a meeting and just kind of like how he has stuff set up. But like, he's got to have the drafts were very populated, as our producers pointed out. It's like, all right, at 6:00, it's this piece of news. At 6:01, right, it's this piece of news. At 6:02, like, he's known these the entire day probably. And now it's like, we actually can report them. So I look forward to doing that after we talk to Reed.
And I think Sharanya, he probably had a lot of them too. And in fact,
maybe better than Woj did. You know, right?
It's possible. We do have some NBA news because it is 6 o'clock Eastern time. In fact, it's 6:01, which means we are into the free agency period. So teams can start to lock down these deals with players. And we already know about one that we're going to get to here in just a little bit. But let's go ahead and bring in Reed Wallach, and we will get his picks for tonight. Reed, you can follow him on Twitter at Reed Wallach, and he joins us now. What's happening, Reed?
Live on radios everywhere, the award-winning Best Bet segment starring Nick Costos and Buckley. And introducing Reed Wallach with sports. This is BetQL's five-star plays at 6 o'clock.
And Reed joins us now. Again, as I mentioned, you can follow him on Twitter at Reed Wallach. You can get all of his picks. Reed, good afternoon, friend.
What's up, guys? Happy free agency. You guys, I know we're talking about it on the before you guys brought me on, but there's already been like three deals agreed to in 120 seconds of free agency.
Which is the number of deals per second has been very aggressive so far. That's it's a metric I don't know if we can keep up as the day goes on, but we've had a lot. We'll get to them in a second, Reed. I know you're kind of following everything, but Chris, what were you gonna ask him?
Yeah, no, I was just going to say, it's absolutely amazing these teams and players can get these deals done in like 60 seconds.
I know, just, it's crazy, right? Like just six o'clock, the phone just rings and we work it out. You get the number, the money all set. Definitely nothing happened before that, and we'll just figure it out.
Super amazing.
Yeah, they practice these sales pitches for 10-second sales pitches. You're in or you're out right now. You got to get it while it's hot.
Exactly. Well, based on some of the numbers, I think that would actually, it would literally take 10 seconds if I was some of these players to be like, yes, right now. Okay, I'll sign it right now.
All right, Reed, what do we have for tonight?
So we got two baseball plays, two unders. The first is the Mets-Marlins under 7.5. Jesus Luzardo, first start for the Marlins against Tylor Megill for the Mets. And the model has this lined at 6.5 runs. So they're expecting a low-scoring game. Again, first play is the Mets-Marlins under 7.5.
Chris, were you anticipating the air horn there?
Oh, that's a. I didn't remember the air horn.
I was going to say something because I know we forgot the open too, which honestly, there's 75 moving parts in this first segment. It's like such a silly
segment. I forgot it.
Well, you know what I mean, though. Anything. But I can, but like we can work. I mean, we're a team, you know. I do the college football, you do the disco stuff. Yeah,
thanks, buddy.
In between each one, giant air horn. Malusis, to his credit, but that's not exactly what I meant. Malusis gets everything right and then will still hit the air horn. Like, and he's done the show a lot and he's like, gets through all the techniques. Like, he's just done it that much. But then it'll still be like, Reed will be like, and that's, you know, that's my 5-star. Mark will be like, let me ask you.
Oh,
everybody's got their thing. I mean, this is a very dumb segment. It's not crazy, I think, to just be like so constantly surprised by what's happening.
I feel like I spend my afternoon constantly surprised.
Exactly. Yeah, so,
it's good.
Reed, what's second under? So two unders. Under number one is Luzardo v. Megill under 7.5. I think what's the other one?
The second one is the Mariners Rays under 9 with Michael Wacha going for Tampa Bay against Chris Flexen for Seattle. The model, again, off by a run. They have this lined at 8. So our second play is the Mariners Rays under 9.
I wasn't surprised by that one. I like that play. I love Chris Flexen. I'm a huge Chris Flexen guy, so I do like him today.
Is anybody a huge Chris Flexen guy?
Just me.
Like, what does that even mean? Yeah,
just me. It's on par with being a huge John Means guy.
Okay, got it. So irrelevant, you know? Basically. Got it. Okay.
Yeah. That's
that's what else.
I'm just.
Reed, go ahead.
Carrying that flag. No. I'm just carrying that flag.
Right. Yeah. So, Reed, with NBA free agency going on, what's like Nets outlook, right? Is it just like getting Blake back on the team, basically? Is there anything else going on?
Yeah. So, it looks like Jeff Green's going to be gone. And then, so like there's Blake Griffin, Jeff Green, Bruce Brown. I think the Nets are hoping to get two of those three back. I think that'd be considered a success. And then, you know, the big three of Harden, Kyrie Irving, and Kevin Durant, they're up for extensions. So everyone is kind of looking at, will they sign, I believe it's 3 more year extension at like a crazy money. I saw like Bobby Marks tweet out, I think it'd be close to $600 million combined, you know, over like if all three sign like their max extension. So that's kind of, I think that's going to go on later, maybe like post Olympics, that would come out of nowhere if they were going to, but I don't expect much of the Nets. Bring back Blake, maybe Bruce Brown resigns, and then it looks like Spencer Dinwiddie's also going to be gone. But that, I kind of was prepared for that one.
Yeah, we were talking about the Miami Heat earlier, and the Kyle Lowry. I haven't seen any news cross on him just yet. Yeah. Nope, here
we're
it
probably
is.
Saving he's, that one. He saving is that one for like 6:09. Yeah.
Well, it does look like he is expected to sign a 3-year deal with the Miami Heat. So, and sign and trade with the Toronto Raptors. So that's what's going on there. Does anything change within the context of the Eastern Conference for you as far as the Nets being the favorite? I can't see anything really moving that needle very much.
No, I mean, if Philly were to pull off some sort of Simmons trade and get back, whether it's Bradley Beal or Damian Lillard, that's enough to kind of change the outlook. Maybe like those, then the Nets and Sixers would easily reach like top two than everyone else. But that Miami team, with Lowry, I imagine that's what's going to happen in a few minutes. But Lowry really, that makes the Heat just kind of an annoying team to play. You know, like that's a team that you could lose any game to them. Like that's just a pain in the side type of team. But I wouldn't say they're finals contenders, assuming the Nets are able to stay healthy, and even Philly for that matter.
All right. Reed Wallach, we appreciate your time as always. Thank you, my friend, and go Nets.
Thanks, guys.
So disingenuous. and hey. Yay basketball, right, Reed?
yay Nets.
Yay.
Go win another in Eastern Conference. All right.
So apparently there were 20 moves while we were on, apparently. I don't know. So.
Yeah, a lot of stuff is going on, as always. It's 6:08 Eastern time, and already a million things have happened as the NBA signing period has begun. Free agency has begun, and players have new teams already. Hey, let's bring in Rick Camp, because I want to ask Rick about the first deal that we saw, and it was via you texting it to us here on our show's little tweet thing that we've got going on.
It's called the chat, old man.
The chat, that's it. Yeah. Couldn't think of it. It even says so right there. All right, Lonzo Ball.
Finally, Lonzo Ball on the Bulls.
Yeah, so. Finally, Lonzo Ball. As everybody knew, and he's still alive. All right, Rick, Lonzo Ball, member of the Chicago Bulls. How you feeling about it?
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Pretty good. I just don't know that there was like the perfect fit out there for the Bulls. So all things considered, that's probably about as good as they could have done. For the particulars, 4 years, $85 million, so 21 and change per year. And it's a sign and trade with Tomas Satoransky, Garrett Temple, and a second round pick going to New Orleans.
Oh, former Wizards backcourt. That was like their backup backcourt a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Garrett Temple and Satoransky. Yeah. Four years, 85, Rick. That seems like just like appropriate, right? Like I'm not like blown away by that number at all.
I mean, to me, it's a little high, but not egregiously so. Like,
yeah. Well, I'm going to read some of these other ones. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I would have said probably like, you know, eight. Like if you could have gotten him under 20, I would have been like, absolutely. The thing for me with him with the Bulls is the Bulls do need someone to help initiate in the half court, and that's not what he does in the half court. He's not a guy that blows by you. He's not a guy that gets to the rim, and even when he gets to the rim, he doesn't shoot well at the rim. In the half court, is like Stan Van Gundy said a while ago, who was his coach last year. Mind you, they weren't good, but, you know, he still learned some things about the guys. In the half court, he's much more of a wing guy that can shoot pretty well. At least he's improved the shot to where he's not quite as streaky as he was before. So that's something that the Bulls can still use, and just maybe not the absolute perfect fit for them at point guard, but he's a versatile enough guy where he does a lot of things that'll help them, that should help them on both sides of the court, that I like the move overall, especially considering some of the other options.
He can make plays. I mean, and he's a terrific passer, which is kind of a thing they were missing at point.
Absolutely.
Play for the Lakers and Stan Van Gundy. I mean, like, what are we like? He also could be really good. Yeah.
So, right. Oh, 100%. Yeah. There's more upside with him than pretty much anybody else they could have gotten. So, yeah, I'm here for it.
All right. How about the Jimmy Butler does sign the max contract to stay with the Miami Heat? And that's not really too much of a surprise. Kind of figured that would happen.
Yeah. That was Rick. What were the particulars on Butler?
I think it was 4 for way too much. I think it was like
4 184.
So, yeah. Like, yeah. And people are like, people have to get really used to the idea that now when we say max, it's like $45 million a year. I mean, it's just like absolutely aggressive. It's just
yeah, and it's also not $1 amount. It depends on how many years you've been in the league, right, and all that kind of thing.
Super so
it, yeah, yep, yeah. The max right, is kind of a this nebulous term just, that means lots of different things.
Look at what Steph Curry is going to sign for every year, and then that's basically what the super max.
Okay,
is,
the dumbest one of the day just came across. Tyler, well,
do we want to do the other ones first? So let's. I want to make sure we're not missing anything, Rick. So we did Lonzo to the Bulls, which I think is like of the ones that are on here is the one that I think requires the most discussion.
Yep.
And then just Rick, correct me if I'm wrong here. So Will Barton, 2 years, 32, back to the Nuggets.
Correct.
Neat. Tim Hardaway Jr., 472 with Dallas, which is like really funny. What was the original horrible contract that he signed with the Knicks?
I think it was 472.
I think it was, right? Wasn't it like the exact same number? Like, that is incredible.
You actually earn this now.
Right. Like now like inflation and salary cap goes up and teams have so much more to spend and like the dollar is worth less. Let's give you the exact same money when you prove it more. Let's do that. So Hardaway Dallas, 472.
Mike Conley
368 for Utah. Yeah. I can't wait for them to run it back. Me to never bet them to win the title and then to lose in the second round.
That's are we awesome. Skipping yeah. the other Dallas move?
Boban?
Yeah, Boban's back. Didn't give
numbers. What's the money? It's,
do I have that? I'm like going through the chat. So if I miss something, feel free to just tell me. So what's Boban's number?
I didn't see a number listed, but it's probably not much.
No, 1 year, Shivani had endorsements. That one too.
Yeah, right. Love it. Love everything about it. So, all right. So Boban and Hardaway Jr. back for the Jason Kidd regime in Dallas, which will be great. Conley 3 for 68, which is just, like, you have to do it, I guess, even though, God, like, how many games is he going to play next year? Anyway, we can talk about that later. Conley 3 for 68, and then what is – oh, God, and I'm scrolling down for the ones that have just happened. So Jared Allen, 5 years, 100, to stay with the Cavs. I'm, it doesn't say Cleveland, but it has to be to stay with the Cavs.
That's the yes, one you is. Hate, Rick.
Yeah. That one makes zero sense. Not
Jared
only
Allen?
You, yes.
Why does it make zero sense?
At that number? Because he's
yeah, but like one these contracts center. Happen all the time, though. So you don't mean like it makes zero sense, like we never see it. You just mean it's like one of those contracts that happens every year where you're just like, I can't believe this.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, because he's a center, so naturally the value is less. You have Evan Mobley, so now you're committing long term to Evan Mobley purely at the four, and like Jared Allen's not that level of center. He's a good center, but he is not that level of center.
He's still really young. I guess they got that going for him, right? Isn't he like 24 or something?
Great hair. Like
I mean, it's just, they put the ages of those guys up of their potential starting lineup. And Allen is actually not that far away from like Garland and Sexton. And I'm just like, what? Like, I don't understand. Cause obviously played 1 year at Texas and then went pro. So, all right, Jared Allen, 500. What is the 471 that someone put on the screen?
That was the Tim Hardaway contract that you guys are talking about. He got 471.
So wait. So the previous one, and we could do the rest after break. So the bad contract that everyone's like, I can't believe you ever paid this much, is 471. He plays it out, goes to Dallas, is like the third best player on a team that could have gone to the second round of the playoffs and like was actually probably outperformed that. And then he gets 472 on his next contract. Imagine that contract having existed 4 years. That is absolutely, that's like my favorite thing so far.
It's well, you raise your salary by a dollar. You've always got to go up, even if it's incremental.
Run it back. Hey. He's like, well, I was grossly overpaid before. Now I can just be properly paid. Awesome.
That is correct. Yeah, there's still a little bit rolling in here. Jamichael Green, 2 years, 17 to come back to the Denver Nuggets. Yeah, there's going to be a lot that happened. Oh, 3 for 37 for Olynyk.
Yeah, for Detroit.
Oh, boy.
God. Oh, this is like,
oh, gosh.
Kelly Olynyk's like the perfect guy to sign at that exact amount of money to win like 38 games. It's like the exact contract signing you do when your goal is to win like 35 to 38 games.
Yeah, I guess we're going to go ahead and do baseball. It's NBA time. We'll do baseball next on You Better You Bet.
You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.
And there is a pretty big, well, as we mentioned, it's been a big NBA day. A lot of things have happened here over the last now 48 minutes. One of the things to mention here, and we didn't talk about this when we were discussing some of the moves earlier. I know there is interest in what the salary cap situation is going to be that is going to change. They have set the salary cap for the 21-22 season for $112 million for 14, that is the cap. The tax line is 136 1.6. So to be precise, it's $136,606,000. That's the tax line. And the effective now for free agency, the salary cap for the season is 112.4. So
that's what John Wall makes, right? That's
what, yeah, I think he's getting.
I think that's his player option, right? Isn't that what it's for? Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Westbrook and Lakers. I think that's what he's paying. Yeah.
And then they've also the tax for the next season, 22 and 23, is at 119 with the cap level at with the tax level at 145. So it's going to be about $4 million higher than what the projections were at the time. So a lot of things happening today. The first thing that we did find out about was Lonzo Ball. He is going to be a member of the Chicago Bulls, who have at one point last year, they were a really fun team leading into the trade deadline. In fact, there were a lot of people that thought, and they operated as such with the Vucevic deal, thinking they were going to be a playoff team. They thought they were going to go to the playoffs. That's why they made the move for Vuce. It did not work out for them because after that deadline deal, things really tanked. It wasn't his fault. The team just kind of fell apart. So they pick up Lonzo Ball. It's a 4-year contract for him, and that was the first of the really significant deals, $85 million to be a member of the Bulls. And also Kyle Lowry about 5 minutes ago, confirming what we already knew, he is going to be a member of the Miami Heat. He tweeted or put it on, actually, no, it was a tweet that he was going to Miami. So those are two of the bigger deals that we find out about today, Ken.
Yeah, and was it a tweet or it might have been an Instagram post, even? Doesn't really matter.
I think he did both.
Yeah, probably all social media. Probably had, my guess is it probably wasn't even him that did it. Probably has somebody do it for him. So Lowry, that's now official. We kind of thought that would be that way anyway. We talked about that at the start of the show, like how, okay, maybe Miami's floor gets raised. Rick made a good point about that. Does that mean, you know, that they're at the Nets-Bucks level or like in a playoff series that you would prefer them, even with just like the best version of what the team could be? No, but we had a couple other moves. Maybe we go over in the next couple minutes. One really specifically, which is that Chris Paul has re-signed with Phoenix. 4 years, $120 million. Yep. So obviously the centerpiece of the team that made the NBA Finals. Really, a lot of people thought we're going to win the NBA championship, and then that series obviously flipped. Giannis plays out of his mind, but the Suns are the Western Conference champion. They beat the Lakers in the first round, and Chris Paul gets 4 years, $120 million. The deal was, so people are like, well, you know, especially who didn't follow it very closely, saw him opt out probably of whatever it was, 33-7 or 35-7, whatever the money was on the last year of his contract, and like, oh, like that's kind of weird. Does that mean he's going somewhere else? No, because like you opt, you know, when you opt out of 35, when you can get 120, that's when you do it.
That's right.
And when you're the head of the Players Association and you can kind of make everything happen and just guarantee that you make a billion.
Well, they were the favorite to re-sign him, so like this is right. Not. This is not a we
right.
This
it's going to be like yeah. In a to a lesser degree, it'll be like you know, when Kawhi signs with the Clippers, if that does end up happening, even though there's, I understand there's all sorts of weird, it's Kawhi, it's going to be really weird. But like, if he resigns, it's kind of the same thing. Like, well, we all kind of thought this was going to happen. So we'll see how it goes. But I mean, Chris Paul, like what is age 37, Chris Paul, like, I mean, age 40 is when the contract ends. You know, like it's the roster composition's still going to be pretty similar, but like, do you really like him or do you like him because it was a COVID year and kind of some weird stuff happened? I think there's college football teams where it's the same thing, right? Like, do you like him or was last year just weird? And I think with Chris Paul, that'll be really interesting, but keeps the Suns really relevant. Probably means they make the playoffs that, you know, as long as he plays there, it's just what's the ceiling for the team. I think that's interesting. We had some other minor moves, but I wanted to make sure we got Chris Paul in there.
At that contract and that sort of commitment by the team, that's one of those situations where it feels like he is more valuable to Phoenix than he would have been to anybody else at that price.
Yeah. I mean, he's just valuable in general. I mean, just like everywhere he goes, right. You know what you do? You make the playoffs. You win like at least 45 games. Like that's just where you know, New Orleans, Clippers, Phoenix. I mean, just, you know, everywhere that he goes, basically, that's what ends up happening. He just raises the floor of your team a ton. So at least for Phoenix, you know, if they lost him, you could argue maybe the bottom drops out a little bit on them. Probably very unlikely to happen, at least in the next 1 to 2 years.
Yeah, big day today. A lot of things happening. And of course it would happen here on a day when there were all kinds of trades to talk about. And Major League Baseball is really getting interesting now as we are in the last couple of months of the season. There's a lot happening and there will be a lot more tomorrow. We're going to continue the college football discussion. As we mentioned, we continue our discussion on the Power Five conferences and Ken breaks them down tremendously. We'll do that again tomorrow. Thanks to Michael Lombardi. Thanks to Adam Rittenberg for joining us today. I'll be back with you, Ken, tomorrow. Yes, good sir. Time today. Let's do it again tomorrow. You better you bet on BetQL.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. For the latest line movement and edges to beat the spread, download the BetQL app today.